Exclusive: Devin Nunes warns Americans to wake up in Countdown to Socialism book. By Christina Wong on September 9, 2020. Representative Devin Nunes, the Republican congressman from California who found himself at the center of partisan attacks over the last 4 years for exposing Democrat corruption, is warning the American people before the election in a new book. Titled Countdown to Socialism, Nunes warns Americans that if Trump is not re-elected, America will go down a dark path of socialism. Led by social media companies and the Democrat-aligned mainstream media establishment. Nunes said in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Tuesday, "Either we're going to get this figured out, people are going to wake up before this election, or Republicans are going to get railroaded out of the town. That's why it's called Countdown to Socialism." He added, "It's not a pessimistic argument. It's truly a countdown. There's a limited amount of time for people to learn the truth." Nunes wrote in Chapter 1. In recent years, the left has wholly rejected the fundamental principles that bound Americans together and allowed us to work out our differences democratically and peacefully. They now reject free speech, a fair voting system, private property, and the rule of law. They don't dare yet admit it publicly, but as you'll see in this book, their policies and rhetoric are incompatible with any of these principles as we understand them today. With their Green New Deal and Medicare for All proposals, the Democrats are vowing to engineer a massive, fundamental expansion of the government's role in the economy. These two programs alone, if implemented, would be giant steps toward socializing the economy, constricting the private sector and the free exchange of goods and services, and placing vast new powers in the hands of central government bosses and the permanent bureaucracy. Simultaneously, the left is working hard to skew the playing field so that once they gain untrammeled power, which they hope to do through the 2020 elections, it will be permanent. At both the state and national levels, they are working hard to fundamentally change the voting system by abolishing the Electoral College, greatly expanding mail-in voting, enfranchising felons, legalizing vote harvesting, lowering the voting age, and allowing current non-citizens to vote through mass amnesties and other means. All these proposals have one thing in common: they will increase the Democrats' vote count. The book is short, less than 90 pages of text, but Nunes said its brevity is on purpose. The book, published by Encounter Books, is a broadside, an old format from the early days of publishing that was used to distribute information quickly to the public. I wanted something I could put together quickly and get out to the masses. And stay the hell off the internet, because I don't want any of these tech oligarchs getting in the way, he said. You can pick this book up and read it. Read it quickly, and pass it on to your neighbor. Nunes chose the format specifically so he could bypass the social media companies he argues are aiding Democrats in the upcoming election. He said social media companies are cutting off messaging from Republicans to the American people and instead promoting defamation and slander. In his book, he calls it the distribution center of the fake news chain. He used his own podcast as an example. He said when it first published on YouTube, a subsidiary of Google, he was getting thousands of views. Now, he said, the views for most of the recent episodes are in the hundreds despite his nearly 8,000 subscribers. The podcast is also buried deep in search results on Google or YouTube, yet a search on Rumble, a competitor to YouTube, comes up with his podcast right away, he said. Simply put, it's just making sure that people know. The three big companies, Google, Facebook, and Twitter, are manipulating what you see. And they're cutting off access to what you see, he said. At first I was getting pretty good viewership and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere it just collapsed, he said. That's wrong. That's called censorship, it's beyond shadow banning. I mean, they've erased me from the world. Nunes warns that social media companies are playing direct roles in the lead-up to the 2020 election versus in 2016. By censoring conservative voices and funneling Democrat propaganda directly to Americans. You're now being fed directly the fake news narrative. Whereas in 2016, social media was still somewhat a place of free public square, he said. They're censoring conservatives and promoting left-wing content. They're blatant about it. He said a recent example of Democrat propaganda is that Trump and Republicans are to blame for the riots. I don't think you have to look any farther than the left coming out and blaming the riots on Republicans. Republicans have been pretty much in unison across the board. The rioting needs to stop. These are not peaceful protests. This is violence, from the president on down, he said. And then you have Biden comes out of his basement and starts blaming Trump. You have Kamala Harris who was promoting this stuff. She told people to go out to the streets, and she said that she supported them. It's total nonsense, he said. To fight the fake news and social media funnel, he said there are limited options. He said the executive branch has limited options. And the judicial branch is slow and weak while social media companies have an unlimited supply of cash and lawyers. He said people can find refuge at other companies that allow free speech like Parler and Rumble. Although they are smaller with less reach, which is why he chose to publish a short book to share his message. He said he's witnessed the march to socialism in California. And he warns that is what is in store for America if Trump does not win in 2020. I've watched California go from being kind of a purple state to essentially becoming a socialist nightmare, he said. I'm essentially warning everybody this is what happens. And if you think it can't happen, I've watched it happen. It's happening everywhere, and it's happened to the fifth largest economy in the world, the most blessed piece of the land on the planet. If they win, we go to a very, very dark place, he said. You don't have to like Trump, but it's pretty clear, if he doesn't win, then we get to a very dark place with a candidate who's in the dark himself, hiding in the basement. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.